afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to this week's Impact Wrestling Media Teleconference. We have three special guests this week, although I did only come with two. We, of course, have a knockouts contender for up at Bound for Glory. She's going for the gold, Allie. We have her on the phone. Of course, we have the reigning, undisputed knockouts champion, Sienna. And, of course, once again, our special guest, ready to start for about 5-10 minutes to talk about all the latest, all the greatest, all the hot news within Impact Wrestling, Josh Matthews. Josh, give me 1 second. Let me open your lineup, and we'll welcome you. Josh, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Ross. I'm well. How are you?
Why does it always sound so despondent whenever you and I have to talk?
I think my general attitude regard towards you speaks volumes through audio and through the telephone.
I think that's actually a consensus of a lot of people towards you, but we'll move on. Josh, what's going on in your world? What's the latest and greatest?
Well, I'm selling one of my houses, but I know that this isn't about me. This is about Impact. So before I open it up to any questions for you guys, first of all, I want to say that we had an early conference call this morning with Spike over in the United Kingdom, and everyone is just so thrilled with the growth that Impact has seen since we started in April. You may have seen the message that we put out on social media a couple of weeks ago that last month was our biggest month to date with Spike. They're so happy with everything. We're so happy with our partnership with Spike, and we look to continue to grow with them as we grow in the digital space as well with GWN and the Global Wrestling Network. And I know there's a lot of questions as it relates to Bound for Glory and whether or not it will be available on the network. That's the plan as of right now. I can't say for sure one way or the other if it will or won't be, but the plan is for Bound for Glory to be available on the app. It's also, I don't know if this is public knowledge or not yet, but in the United Kingdom, Spike will air Bound for Glory on Monday at 9 p.m., same as they did for Slammiversary. It'll air on Monday, you know, less than right around 24 hours, then we premiere BFG in the States. With that said, I don't really have any more updates on our end. So, Ross, why don't you go ahead and open up that line for questions?
All right, we'll open it up just for questions for Josh for about 5-7 minutes. And Allie and Sienna, feel free. Your phones are open as well. If you have any questions for Josh or chime in on anything, we'll open it up for you guys. But right now, we're going to open up for some questions for Josh.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
Hi, Josh. This is Ross Gary with Wrestling Inc. I just wanted to see if you guys had any comment regarding what happened with Jeff Jarrett and when that decision was made to cut ties.
Well, I'm not privy to when the decision was made. I was told when you guys were told, probably a little bit beforehand. You know, I think that if you look at it logically and you look at everything that was happening from when we made the original announcement about the time of just being away for a while, I think a final decision had to be made, you know, before Bound for Glory, before we were going to get up to Ottawa. And I think that the decision was made when it was made. And now we can move forward with what we're trying to do with Impact.
Hello, Josh. This is Big Ray for OneWrestling.com. How are you today, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. This is about the app, the GWN app. I actually did download it. I think the content is fantastic. But again, I think I asked this question last week. I don't know if I got a clear answer, so I wanted to see if maybe perhaps this week you can give us a clear answer regarding the Impact Wrestling shows themselves being available, let's say within 24 hours of them actually being on television. Is that going to happen anytime soon? Is that possible? I know it's, you know, a pretty difficult thing to have it put up right away, but for people that, let's say, can't watch it right away, like myself, I might have to watch it the day after. How soon will we be able to have Impact shows, and will you ever consider having Impact shows live on the application?
Why can't you watch it where you are?
I work on the overnight. I work the overnight, so I have to watch it the night after.
Okay, so you're saying like if you're away from home or something like that, but you DVR or whatever and then come home and watch the next day, is what you're saying?
Right. I'd love to maybe perhaps, you know, I have downtime at work, maybe watch the show at, let's say, 11:30 at night, right after it's done on Pop.
Yeah, it's not going to be available right away on the app just because of contracts with TV partners and networks and things like that. Most places are going to see a 10-day delay. But, I mean, between everything we have going on right now, I don't see why you couldn't, with Pop and PlayStation and Hulu and all those different avenues, why there isn't a way for you to see it either while you're at work or, through one of those avenues. But as it relates to the network, no, there's going to, for now until I'm told otherwise, there's going to be that 10-day holdback because of our contracts with our television partners. Does that answer your question? Right? That is the same. Hold on. Right? Because that is the same question you had last week. Does that clear it up?
Josh, we've moved on to the next question.
Too quick on the trigger, Ross. Too quick.
I know. I figured you can answer
sometimes
a question.
Sometimes I need to talk to these people and get them the answers that they need. That's why I've been promoted to another job here as press secretary, and I will probably take your job soon, too. Okay, who's next?
This is you guys, Jeff. Sarah Huckabee, or whatever her name is, of Impact Wrestling. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Or what's his name before he left? Spence? What was his name, Spence?
Sean Spicer.
Spicer, yeah. That's who am I thinking of?
Don't worry, we'll be mocking you on Saturday night as well.
Great. All right. Enough of you, Ross. Who was next?
Hello, Josh. It's Dan from the Alabama Slammer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Just regarding the current championship belt, would they be reverting back to the old Impact style?
Yeah, I think you've seen that the titles have the Impact plates on them now.
Maybe together gonna change.
Hello, Josh. It's Steve Herman from the Golden Wrestling Podcast. Good to speak to you again. Just wanted to know, you've talked about moving on from Jeff Jarrett. Obviously, he's been a person interlinked from day one with Impact Wrestling and all the other different machinations. I know he's spent time away before. How confident are you of moving on, and is this just another bump in the road, shall we say?
Well, I feel... Are you asking if I think he'll come back? Is that the question?
No, just moving on from... I mean, who knows if he could come back? I don't know. You can answer that if you like, your thoughts on that. But just in general... From the company's perspective, moving on, is it just another bump in the road?
Yeah, it has to be, because no one is bigger than the company, and no one should be bigger than. Not saying that he ever thought that he was, or that he was gonna, be the end all be all of it. But for any company, whether it's us or WWE or anyone else out there, no one can be bigger than the company. The Shield, the company has to be the biggest thing. It's the same with the NFL. Or anything like that, any company that's driving something. The UFC figured that out, too, because they realized that they couldn't let their stars hold them up. And, that can't be a thing. And no one should be able to hold up the progress of the company, be it somebody on air, somebody behind the scenes. You just can't do that. I should be able to leave here tomorrow, and this place should be able to run smoothly. And that should be a goal of mine to set up if that were to ever happen.
We got time for about one or two more questions for Josh.
Hi, Josh. It's Adam from the Impact Lounge here in the UK. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
It's just following on from that question about, the talent not being bigger than the company brand. And I just really wanted to get your thoughts on this. Has been any discussions about contracts and more to do with these short-term contracts that seem to have happened more recently? Is there anything at a kind of board level where you're trying to get talent on longer-term contracts as opposed to people like Town coming in for a very short time?
Well, it wasn't, and you guys know that I give you guys honest answers every week. Taryn's deal wasn't that it was a short deal. It was that it some things happened and the release was requested and given. So it wasn't just a three-week contract or anything like that. Things happen. I always tell my wife that there's different rules for different players. So I don't know the ins and outs of every contract for every person that steps foot on our television. I know a few of them, a majority of them. But as it relates to, the people that you want around or that you're building around for the long term, then, yeah, you should have a long-term contract, and I'm not saying that those people don't. I think that they do. I can only speak to my contract, and it's quite lengthy.
Josh, again, we appreciate your time this week. Any final thoughts as we head to the home stretch for Bound for Glory?
Yeah, it's almost here, and I really do feel like it's starting to feel like Bound for Glory season, like we've gotten to that next level of where we are. You guys are going to see a lot of videos over the next 2 weeks on all of our social platforms. You'll see some things on ImpactWrestling.com, EC3, and Moose. I believe we'll be back in Ottawa on the 3rd and 4th. Ross, is that right? 3rd and 4th of November?
That is correct. Friday, Saturday.
They'll be up there. They'll be doing a lot of awesome things. I'll be there next Thursday and Friday with Ross. We have our dinner the night before Bound for Glory, of course. And then I think next Thursday we're going to hide some tickets for BFG. The great thing about Bound for Glory is that we're pretty close to being clean. And when I say clean, I mean sold out. But there's going to be some production seats that will become available and things like that. Tickets for the Impact tapings are looking great Monday through Friday. So, and again, off that call from this morning with the UK and Spike, everyone's in a really good, happy place right now. So when you see the negative media and the fake news, you know, keep in mind that, you know, each and every week we try to keep it 100 with you guys here. And everything seems to be going in an amazing direction right now.
Perfect, Josh. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you in about 10 days up in Ottawa. We'll have some fun. Next Thursday, we'll do some Facebook Live around Ottawa. Get to see where Josh is cruising off to.
That makes one of us, Ross. That's looking forward to seeing you.
Good. Goodbye, Josh.
Goodbye.
Now let's welcome the real stars to this teleconference. Let's first introduce one of the challengers for the Knockouts Championship at Bound for Glory. Allie, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
And, of course, now we have to welcome the reigning undisputed Knockouts champion, Sienna. How's it going, Sienna?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Ross?
I'm doing terrific. Let me start out with Allie, if I could, just an opening statement, an opening thought heading into Bound for Glory on November 5th.
I am so excited. Not only am I competing for the Knockouts championship, but I'm competing in my home country. I'm just thrilled. I can't wait. I'm so excited, and I feel ready for November 5th.
Sienna, you unfortunately have the most to lose at Bound for Glory. You got two people coming at you, Allie and, of course, Gail Kim, going at your Knockouts championship.
So far, it's two people coming at me, but as we've seen in recent weeks, that's been changing. So we'll see how many people are left by the time Bound for Glory actually comes around. As long as my match is done changing, I am very much looking forward to getting it over with.
All righty. We will open it up for some questions for both Allie and Sienna. We ask, of course, that you identify yourself, identify your media, and if the question is geared for one of the two, please specify who you'd like to answer.
Hey, I'm Adik Spear from Spot One from Israel. I have a question for Sienna. First of all, how are you, girls?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. We're really, really looking forward for the show in Israel. And I have a question for you, Sienna. What do you think about the future of the women division in Impact Wrestling?
Well, as you see, I am currently the champion, so I'd say that the future is pretty bright. I know that we're working hard to bring the Knockouts division back to where it was back in 2008, 2009-ish, when the Knockouts were the hottest thing on television, regardless of gender, regardless of promotion, and I think we're well on our way to doing that.
Hey, what's up, Liz? Teddy Long. Hey, for all your pro wrestling news, all you've got to do is go to Gurig.net. That's right. For all your pro wrestling news, go to Gurig.net. And they have been number one since 1997. Now, that's a long time, players. That means it's a lot of credibility. Holla.
Hey, this is Riju from SportsKira. My question is for Sienna again. Recently you alleged on social media that Charlotte Flair had stolen your look and also your signature pinky gesture. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Did I say that she stole it, or did I just ask her if she needed my help with her fashion?
The latter.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I just, I called attention to something that I noticed was pretty familiar to me. And I don't know, maybe gave her the opportunity to maybe elaborate on her end. But I don't remember Ric Flair ever wearing peacock feathers around his neck. That's all I'm going to say.
This is Big Ray from OneWrestling.com. Ladies, thank you for joining us here today. How are you both?
Good, thank you.
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you for asking. Now, my question is actually for both of you ladies. Now, being that there is an Impact Wrestling Hall of Famer and Gail Kim in this match, what are the opportunities, knowing that you both have, you and Allie, having that Sienna and Allie, having a very tumultuous relationship, working together to try to get Gail Kim out of the way? And Sienna, are you worried at all that maybe perhaps Braxton Sutter may get involved in this match?
My own opinion is that it's every book for herself in this match, and I just want to say I feel like pretty honored and lucky to share a ring with Gail. She is an amazing, talented wrestler, and I just feel really lucky that I get to be in this title match against Gail and also Sienna. I would be more concerned with KM than Braxton Sutter.
Surprisingly, I have to agree. I don't think that it is every woman for herself, so I'm not too worried about it. I'm not worried about Braxton. I've punched him in the face before, so he can do whatever he wants. I have my own backup.
Sienna, it's safe to say that KM will be there, if nothing else, watching your back if Braxton shows up, if anything else underhanded happens.
Oh, he'll be watching. I don't know if he's going to be ringside yet or not, but he will definitely be watching.
One person you certainly can you can trust and nobody else can.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my question, this is Raj Gary with WrestlingInc.com. Kind of following up on that with Gail Kim and her retiring soon, just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on how her influence has been backstage and what you see her bringing once she completely retires and moves full-time to a backstage role.
Well, Gail, I mean, actually really does help all of us in the locker room. She obviously is like the locker room leader, and she really does want our division to be the best division in the world. So I think having her influence has helped all of us. It helped us all shape ourselves as wrestlers, you know. I've only been there for a year, and she's helped me quite a bit. And I guess, like, having her, you know, once she goes into retirement, just having her more accessible and more available to help us is just going to make the division even stronger.
Though Gail and I have had our differences, I must admit I am grateful for what she's done for the Knockouts division. She is the reason that there even is a Knockouts division. So as much as we don't get along sometimes, she is the reason that I'm given the opportunity that I am today. And I am grateful that she's given me the opportunity to come on television and punch her in the face.
Hello, this is Philipp Jung from WrestlingNewsInfos.de from Germany. And I have a question for Ellie. What does it feel like for you to work with your husband, Braxton Sutter, who's also part of Impact Wrestling? Is it easier to interact with them, or is it maybe more difficult?
Well, Braxton and I have worked together for a few years, actually. So we are quite used to being in a ring together, and it's great. I absolutely love working with him. It wasn't something we ever planned to do, you know, both being in the wrestling industry. We never set out to be a team or anything like that. It sort of all happened really organically, and we realized quickly that we have really good chemistry together. So it has been, it's been really good. I love working with him.
Hey, Riju from SportsKira again. So my question is, how long before a match do you actually work it out? For example, how did Taryn's departure affect your plans for the match?
I'm not really sure what you mean by plans for the match. Her departure means that I have one less person in my way.
I mean, I'm not really sure what you mean in terms of plans for the match, but I can just tell you what I've been doing. I've been not only training in the ring 2 or 3 times a week, but I've also been working out 6 days a week, twice a day. I've been studying matches. I've been working hard, regardless of who's in the ring with me. I mean, whether there's 3 other girls or 2 other girls, I'm working the same way. So do you really think that working out 12 times a week is going to help you? Or do you think it's going to hurt you? You're going to hurt me? Is that what you said?
Do you think that is going to hurt you? You're overexerting yourself. You're going to be exhausted every time you come out for glory.
How often do you work out, Deanna? Out of curiosity.
I have a strategy, but that's none of your business.
Oh, okay. All right.
Deanna, if you're calling her out on 12 times being too much over 2 weeks, or a week, how much talk about your training for this match?
My training has been an accumulation of over years. She's training like 3 weeks out from a huge match. I've been training in mixed martial arts, hard and powerlifting for years. So how many times I work out a week really doesn't matter because I've been doing it consistently for a long time. My body is trained for this for years. It's not just some quick prep.
What do you think the Gail Kim factor will be, the fact that she's been out of the ring for a little bit and now coming back?
Gail is one of the best wrestlers on the planet. Like, men or women, she's one of the best wrestlers in the world, regardless of how much time she's had off. And, she's a tough competitor, regardless.
Gail admitted that she's injured, which I don't know why anyone would ever do that when they're going into a fight. Like, no one does that. But she just gave away her weakness, and she's not 100%. So, yes, she's great. She's been doing this for a long time. But she is fragile right now.
Hello there, it's Francis from In Ring Pop. My question is more for both of you. Both of you are going into one of the most important pay-per-views of this year, Bound for Glory. I wonder, what does it mean, like, if you, after Bound for Glory, you are, like, either the champion or, for Ali's case, winning the championship for the first time?
Sorry, what was the question? How do we feel?
Yeah, how do you feel like literally going into Bound for Glory, one of your biggest pay-per-views of the year, coming out of Bound for Glory, either as the champion or, in Ali's case, as the new Knockouts champion?
I mean, obviously I'm really excited. I'm excited for the opportunity. This is something that I've been working very, very hard for a very long time. I want to make that very clear. And whether I come out the champion or not, this is basically my dreams coming true, and I'm just very, very thankful, and I'm very grateful, and, I may just walk out the new Knockouts champion in my home country.
Yeah, that's going to happen, but I am very excited for Bound for Glory, because last year was my first, the first time I was with the company during a Bound for Glory, and I did not have a match, so it is definitely a huge turn of the tables to now be defending my Knockouts championship on the biggest interview of the year. Excuse me, I wasn't done, but I guess go ahead. Yes?
May I ask the question now, or?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry. Okay. I got a question. This is Philip from Wrestling Minusinfos.de again. I have a question for both of you. Because in 2011, you worked a match together at Tri-City Wrestling, and now, what does it feel like 6 years later to be part of a title match at Impact Wrestling's biggest pay-per-view of the year?
I'm just going to say, this may not be known to a lot of people, but I've been wrestling for a very long time. I've been working hard for a very long time, and being able to showcase what I can do, the biggest pay-per-view of the year in this company, is literally my dream come true. So I take this match very seriously, because for me, this is like all those years of hard work and blood, sweat, and tears are finally paying off. And I'm just really looking forward to the match.
Big Ray from OneWrestling.com again. This question is directed to Ali. Ali, this seems to be an absolute lack of respect on the champion's part for your ability to actually win this match. Now, again, you're facing the champion, you're facing a Hall of Famer, Ali, I want you to tell us why you think you have the ability to actually overcome these, let's be honest, very, very astronomical odds. I mean, you've had such a short time in the Impact Wrestling ring. And what do you have to say to Sienna disrespecting you? And just pretty much it sounds like she's not giving you a chance, Ali.
Well, I feel like Sienna is very, very cocky. And I think that that is part of her downfall. I think it's one thing to believe in yourself, but it's another thing to think that you're invincible. And Sienna, you're not invincible. You can be beat, just like everybody else can be beat. And I think that when your head gets so large that you're so confident that you're going to walk in the champion and walk out the champion without even thinking for a second that Gail or I could pin you, it's sad. Like, you should know better than that. You've been in this business long enough to know that anything can happen. And I've been working very, very hard, whether you want to believe that or not, whether you think that's not going to make a difference, it is. I'm working probably twice as hard as you are because I know that I have something to prove at Bound for Glory. Let's hope you can walk the walk.
Hello again. I'm Philip from Wrestling Info, from Germany. And my question now is, your match originally was planned to be a fatal four-way match, including Taryn Tyro. And as we all know, she and Impact parted ways recently. So my question is, will that impact the dynamic of your match?
Well, there's one obviously person it's going to in the ring.
Yeah, it's obviously going to impact the, no pun intended, impact the dynamic of the match. There's one less person to worry about.
Jim Barcelona, MiamiHerald.com. Where do you both see the state of women's wrestling today and just how the fans have embraced it and how it seems to be on the rise?
I think it's in a really good place. I think, I mean, I can only speak for our division, but I believe that we have some of the best female wrestlers in the world in our division. And I think given the opportunity, we can really show the world that our division is the place to be, and it is. What we all want to accomplish. We all want to bring it to the next level. And I think it's a really exciting time for women in wrestling and just women athletes in general.
People want to talk about a women's revolution, but Knockout started the revolution 10 years ago. And it's the women's revolution is more than just putting women in main events. It goes way beyond that, and Impact gives us the opportunity to do that.
Yeah. I mean, Impact was giving women the opportunity years before any of that women's revolution started. And I know I think I can speak for both of us, and Sienna, I'm sure you'll agree with me that we may not see eye to eye, but we want to make this division the best division in the world.
Good evening, all. It's Adam from the Impact Lounge here. And before I start, can I just say the Knockouts division has been great all year, so well done to both of you on creating such great characters over the last year. My question is to Ali. You've already said that, you know, you've been wrestling for quite a few years, and obviously since coming to Impact, you've been in this learning the ropes kind of character. Are you pushing for that next stage now to become a full wrestler? Is that something that you're trying to impose on the character, or is that something we can expect to see soon?
Well, it's something that's organically unfolding, and it's a direction that I knew would eventually happen for myself, for Ali. So obviously, you know, as somebody that's been wrestling for as long as I have, obviously I want to go out there and I want to do what I can do, but I knew that eventually we would get there, and I'm really kind of excited. I mean, I talk a lot about Bound for Glory being like my dreams come true, and this is what I wanted for so long, and it really, really is. And I knew that this character would eventually get there. The last like year has really been a lot of fun and a lot of exploring as a wrestler. It's a completely different role, and it's been a lot of fun to sort of almost like start over.
Alrighty, this is BigRayForOneWrestling.com again, and this is directed at the champion, Sienna. Sienna, you have everything. You have the look, you have the size, you have the strength, and obviously the ability to continue being the champion during this match and after this match. My question to you is this. why do you always seem to have a real chip on your shoulder and the whole pinky thing? Are you basically flipping the bird? Is that your version of flipping the bird to the fans?
You can take the pinky as whatever you want to. The pinky is a representation of class that I identify every time I walk to the ring. As far as, what was your first question? Why do I always have a chip on my shoulder?
Yeah, you seem always very, very angry, Miss Sienna.
Well, in this world, we have a lot to be angry about. And you said it yourself that I have everything. So, I don't know. People think that I'm cocky or that I have a chip on my shoulder, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with being a confident woman. And I think that that is something that the pinky represents as well, because we're always told that we need to be dainty and we need to be ladylike and we need to be feminine. So, okay, if I walk down to the ring, even if I have a snarl on my face and I punch you in yours, if I have my pinky up, is that ladylike enough for you? That's how I feel.
Thank you, ladies.
If you want to truly style and profile and tell it like it is, you got to be wearing the official t-shirt. Head over right now to ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. That is the official merchandise store of Gurick.net. 8 great designs, $17.99. Plus shipping and handling with each one of our shirts. Check them out today, ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. They ship internationally, domestically, PayPal, debit, credit, you name it, they got it. ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. And for the latest in pro wrestling news, keep it locked to Gurick.net, your number one source on the World Wide Web for the latest in pro wrestling news since 1997.
Hey guys, this is Greg Matthews from Pinremote.com. Of course, at Bound for Glory, you'll be vying for the GFW Knockouts Championship in the Triple Threat match. But at this time, a year ago, you were Ally. So that being said, what was your experience on the same side of the ring and working with Maria Kanellis at that point in time in 2016?
Well, there's so many ways that I can answer this question. Well, first and foremost, working with Maria, I learned a lot working for Maria, like working with her. I learned a lot about myself, about, you know, what I can bring to the table, what I have to offer. Even though she was vile and mean and horrible, she actually brought the best out of me. And I'm actually very thankful that I had to go through all of that, because it's made me a stronger person and it's made me work that much harder to prove myself in Impact. And yeah, at one point me and Santa were sort of friends, but I don't even know if you call it that, because she was so awful to me. And I feel like all that stuff that they put me through, I'm just going to use that as ammunition at Bound for Glory.
I mean, let's be real. We were never really friends. We just happened to be working for the same person. I am very grateful toward Maria.
Well, I tried to be your friend. I definitely tried to be your friend.
I know, you tried to be everyone's friend. I don't like people that like everyone. I think that's pretty clear. But I really appreciated Maria for bringing me in and giving me the role that I was given. And even though I knew that there was so much more for me to do, I knew that she always believed in me. And she told me that plenty of times, that she saw something there and that she believed that I would expand and grow, and I have, ironically, when she left. And I'm very happy for her and her family, and I do miss her.
Hey ladies, it's Mike Johnson from PWInsider.com. I hope you're doing well. How are you?
Hi. Good.
So one thing that hasn't been talked about yet today is the fact that the pay-per-view is going to be in Ottawa as opposed to the Impact Zone. Talk a little bit about your personal history working in Canada in the past and what you are looking forward to in terms of performing in front of the Canadian fans as opposed to the fans in Orlando, where it's a different sort of circumstance and environment.
Well, I mean, for me, I am Canadian. I grew up in Toronto. And to be able to go back to my home country and perform in front of
Canadian fans is just so incredibly special to me. I keep saying this, like every question, I'm like, I'm so excited, but I really, really, really am so excited. And I feel like it's kind of gone full circle for me. I wrestled the Independents in Ottawa and the Ottawa area, back, you know, when I, in 2005, 2006, now flash forward, 12, 13 years later, I'm going back to Ottawa, but this time I'm going back with Impact Wrestling at Bound for Glory in a championship match. So it's really special, and I'm so, so gosh darn excited.
So you know anything about wrestling in Canada?
I am not from Canada, though there were parts of my life where people assumed that I was, because I am from Detroit. That's where I live, so we're basically across the street. And when I was coming up on independent scene, I wrestled a lot in Ontario. I wrestled across Ontario and also in Montreal. Although I've never actually been to Ottawa, but I've been pretty close. I was doing that for years, so I know a lot of the fans up there, they know me. And it's almost like a second home in a way. So it's very exciting. I am excited to be out of the impact zone, to be quite frank, because I think that these fans up in Ottawa have been waiting for us, and they are... I know they're going to be crazy, with the good kind of crazy. And Canadian fans are so passionate, and they love wrestling. And I think, like Sienna said, they've been wanting us to come up there for so friggin' long. And now we are, and I think it's going to be insane.
Just a quick follow-up to Mike's question there, for both of you two to answer. Do you feel either of you and or Gail have a home court advantage, so to speak? Ellie, you've wrestled in Ottawa, Sammy, you have not been there. I don't know if Gail has, but she's from Toronto, so perhaps she has. Mm-hmm. Anyone have a home field advantage?
Well, I feel like knowing that the Canadian fans are behind us certainly makes me feel a lot more confident going into it. I have friends and family that, some of which have never seen me perform, and they're going to be there. And I feel like that energy is definitely going to push at least myself to work that much harder and really, really want to prove myself to those fans.
Yeah, I kind of feel the opposite, because Gail and Allie are both from Canada, so I feel like they're going to have more pressure. I feel like I have the advantage because I don't have anything. I mean, obviously I have my championship riding on this, but I don't have, like, my family and friends up there watching me. And I think that it's going to be different when they get in that ring and they actually feel the pressure of their quote unquote people all surrounding them and their family and their friends, and they don't want to disappoint. That adds a different pressure. And I guess we'll just see if they crack under it.
Hello, ladies. Big Wrestling, Big Ray from OneWrestling.com. Again, this is my final question. This is directed towards both you ladies. All right, so Allie, you win the championship.
Yeah.
Sienna, you retain the championship. What are you ladies doing after the night? How is Allie celebrating? Are you celebrating with Braxton? And Sienna, what are you doing that night in Canada?
Okay, well, one, there will be a lot of tears. Very, very happy tears. There will also be a lot of vegan donuts. Probably some vegan pizza. Some maple syrup, oh my gosh, a lot of happy music, dancing, crying. Yeah, it'll be like a big celebration.
I hate when people cry. I especially hate when people cry when belts. If you notice, I've never cried and I never will, because it's not something that has ever come to a surprise to me. So there will be a celebration, don't get me wrong, but I celebrate other things too. So there will be a lot of champagne and there will be a lot of pinkies up. I'll just say that.
Hey guys, it's Adam from the Impact Lounge again. Similar sort of question for the both of you. If you do walk out as champion, out of all the people who are not in this match, right, Gail, Kim, so Tara, Rosemary, Ava Storch, whoever it may be, Laura Van Ness, who would pose the biggest challenge to you going forward?
I would say for me, I have never really worked too much with Taya. We were on Team Canada together for Lucha World Cup last year, so I was able to work alongside of her. But I haven't had a lot of interactions with her in the ring, and because of that, I feel like she would probably be my biggest challenge right now.
I was actually going to say Taya as well, only because she's the only one that I have not been in the ring with yet, so she's the only one that's unknown. So by default, I would say her. Not that I actually think that she'd be a challenge. So I don't know. I feel like there's going to have to be a new addition to the roster to make me nervous for my position.
Hey. This is a message for Sienna. How are you?
I think we've established that I'm good.
In the world of wrestling, women's wrestling at the moment, is there anybody you'd like to wrestle and why?
Wrestle for Impact?
Yeah, no, anyone in the world is currently not in Impact, and anybody.
One person not currently in Impact that I would love to wrestle on Impact is Tavis. She was recently, a few years ago, with Impact, and in my opinion, left a little too soon. So I would love for someone like her to be around because I think that she would be a great challenge. Another person would be Madison Eagles. She's from an independent scene. She's from Australia. She has it all. She is technically savvy. She's funny. She has a character, and those are the type of people that I love working with the most. Whether they be opponents or allies, I don't know.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Hello. Philip Jung from wrestling-infos.de again. And I wanted to ask you both what top independent stars, male or female, you would like to see at Impact Wrestling?
Well, I think I just answered that, so I'll let Ali take this one.
Oh my gosh, I feel like there are so many great talents out there. Somebody that I shared a ring with recently that really, really impressed me was Casey Spinelli. She wrestles out of Canada, mostly the Ontario indie scene. She actually was on Team Canada with me at the Lucha World Cup. And I recently had a match with her for a company out of Toronto. And she really, really impressed me. And I think that she would fit in really well with our Knockouts division.
Thank you,
Bert. Hey, Rizzo from SportsKira here. My question is for Ali. Do you think somewhere down the line there could be a darker side of your personality that could be unleashed, maybe a heel turn in the future? Thank you.
I mean, I don't know, but there's a possible demon that might be able to bring something out of me, you know, like that's not going to rule that out. Definitely a possibility.
Hey guys, this is Greg Matthews, Pinro.com again. As you guys said earlier, the Women's Revolution is not all about main eventing shows and pay-per-views and whatnot. I asked y'all, Kim, that similar question a few weeks ago, but do you see a point down the road where the Women of Impact could main event a Bound for Glory pay-per-view?
We're not the main event this time?
Hold on,
Ross. Are we not the main event, Ross?
I actually would pick the Global Championship with... Eli Drake defending against Johnny Impact is perhaps the main event.
You guys why?
I don't know. I don't make those high-level decisions.
Are we at least semi-main?
For sure.
Oh, okay. Well,
I guess. One and 1A. Wouldn't you say that would be a fair assessment?
Only if we're 1. They can be 1A. Anyway, my answer is yes. I do definitely think that we could main event Bound for Glory. I think we can main event this one. Yeah.
I don't agree with Sienna very much, but yes, I agree with her. I think absolutely.
So those would bring up the Global Championship. Who do you guys like in the Eli Drake Johnny Impact match?
Can I pick neither?
Wow, that's harsh. I like Eli Drake a lot. I mean, he's a little bit obnoxious sometimes, but I think he's really, really talented, and I am actually really, really excited and looking forward to that match. I think it's going to be really, really good.
Hello, David Dunn with the New Zealand Pro Wrestling Informer. I have a question for Sienna, please. Sienna, with your background in MMA training and even having had a mixed martial arts fight, what's your take on seeing ATT and Stephen Bonner, King Mo, etc. involved in the lead up to Bound for Glory?
It's definitely very interesting. I definitely think that they're closely related in their own respect. And it is very entertaining for me to watch Bobby come in with ATT. It's funny to me. It's just interesting how, and I've always thought this, just about, even about like fighters when you're watching UFC, it's just interesting to see how smooth they move in the octagon, and then they get on a mic and they're just kind of like awkward. I always thought that was funny. Not that the promo in recent weeks was awkward, but it's just funny to me how people can be so confident in their movements and not so much in public speaking. That's the biggest thing I noticed.
That's it. Let me ask you guys about that match. Sienna, do you think Team Moose has a chance, if only because of numbers, that American Top Team brings to that match?
I do think that American Top Team has the advantage in that one. I can't go against my mixed martial arts training.
Ellie, your thought on that? That match, Team Moose against Team Lashley?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't really watch MMA, but I like Moose a lot. So I'm going to go with Team Moose simply because I like him and not because I have any idea about mixed martial arts at all.
Hello there, my name is Francis, I'm from In-Ring Public, and my question is for the champion, Sienna. I was reading on the press release that you've got some etiquette tips, and I want to know, as a man, what etiquette tips could you give me?
Well, actually, I kind of spoiled them earlier. My biggest one is that you always have to keep your pinkies up with anything that you do. So, like, if you do something wrong, if you keep your pinkies up, it's okay. So, like, if you rob a bank and you keep your pinkies up, I think they'll forgive you.
Thank you very much.
By the way, I just want to say, disclaimer, I'm not endorsing anyone to rob a bank, okay? For legal purposes.
Visit our YouTube channel, search Gerwick Report Podcast, and subscribe.
Hi, guys. This is James from Wrestling Epicenter. It's a pleasure to talk to you both. But my question is for Allie. Pleasure to talk to you guys. My question is for Allie. Allie, your character is so sweetness and light. Josh Matthews often calls you the human Easter egg. Do you think that the fact that you are an experienced wrestler is sometimes hidden by the fact that you are such a colorful character?
You know, if you asked me this question last year, I would probably say yes, because, you know, the character was so new to me. And like you said, I mean, a lot of people don't know that I have been wrestling for over 12 years, actually. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, obviously. And at first it was nerve-wracking to step into a character that was so brand new to this crazy business. But I feel like now, especially the last, like, few months, I've come out of my shell, especially as Allie, and I think people are starting to realize that I'm quite capable in the ring. and believe it or not, like, it's actually been really, really challenging, but in a good way, to step into a different role where, you know, I'm not as sure of myself, and it's such a contrast to what I was doing on the independent scene. So it's been a fresh challenge for me, and I've had a lot of fun with it. But I am really, really excited and looking forward to Bound for Glory and having an opportunity to show the world what I can actually do and the level that Allie has stepped up to.
Hello, guys. This is Philip Jung from wrestling-infos.de again. And I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite country to wrestle in? And will we maybe see you soon in Germany?
Never been to Germany. Do you mind? But one of my favorite countries to wrestle in so far, that's really difficult because I've been to so many.
one of my favorite experiences in general was when I went to Japan. That's also a little biased because I was there for 3 months, so it wasn't like a quick trip. I actually got to really experience the country. So that one is the one that stands out in my mind the most, just because of the length of time there. But I did enjoy when I wrestled in China, and I enjoyed wrestling in India and England and Mexico too, so it's really hard to say.
Is it okay if I answer now, Fiona? Is that fine? Are you done?
I suppose.
Great. Super. Okay. So, I mean, it is tough to, like, pinpoint my favorite country to wrestle in. I would love to wrestle in Germany. I haven't wrestled there yet. But I have to say, like, as much as I love wrestling in the U.S., I love wrestling in the U.K., Japan was a highlight for sure, India, Mexico, but going home and wrestling in Canada is always really special for me. Now that I live in the States especially, it's always so nice to have a reason to go home and to be in front of my home crowd. So that's probably my favorite place to wrestle is in Canada.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Riju from SportsKida again. This is another question for Ali. So speaking of your time in the Independent, I was watching a match between you and Davina Rose, who is known as Bailey now. What do you think about the comparisons that are made between your characters right now? Do you think they're similar in any way?
Well, I think that in general, people always look for, similarities, especially, both Bailey and I are, I guess, good guys, so to speak, super baby faces. And I guess that's a similar quality that we have. But in terms of, like, our wrestling style and our characters as a whole, like, I don't think we are all that similar, So obviously, like, people are going to make comparisons to us, or everyone does that, right? Like, everybody always compares something to something they've already seen or whatever. But I mean, I take it as a compliment because Bailey is a really great talent. She's a wonderful person and an awesome wrestler. So if anything, I take it as a compliment that I'm compared to her.
Jim Barcelona, MiamiGirl.com. Do you guys have anything planned for your ring attire, for your ring entrance coming out to the ring? I know Sienna, very elaborate. Is there anything new that you guys have planned for that entrance?
Well,
I'm super excited for my entrance. Thanks so much, Sienna. Thank you. I'm super excited because I have new gear coming, and I can't say what it is, but I'm just so excited, and I can't wait to wear it.
Wow, thanks for that. It was really important for you to get that out. It was so revealing.
It was.
I'm very excited. I'm also not going to give it away because you'll see it when you see it, but just things more elaborate than before. Similar things, not so much with gear, but just, I like accessories. I'll just leave it at that.
Hello there, it's Francis again from In Ring Pop. My question is for both of you. What are both of your plans for the week leading up to Bound for Glory, and will you be trying Impact Pizza?
Unless they have a vegan pizza, I will not be trying it. My plans leading up is continue focusing on my training, staying consistent, and just preparing mentally for the match and for the week of taping.
I will also be focusing on my training. I do plan on trying the Impact Pizza, but we'll save that for the post-match victory.
Thank you very much.
Hey guys, this is Greg Matthews, Spinboat.com again. My question for both of you, of course, the Knockouts division right now has plenty of depth, including Rosemary, a former Knockouts champion in her own right. I'd like to get both your thoughts. Both Ali and Sienna, your thoughts on your relationship with Rosemary, either as an ally, and Sienna, in your case, your series of matches where you guys really raised the bar for the Knockouts division earlier this year.
Well, for one thing, I've known Rosemary for a very, very long time. We like to call it the multiverse that we've shared together for years, actually. And not only do I think that she is an incredible wrestler, an incredible talent, but what people may not know about her is that she's been working so incredibly hard over the last however many years she's been at this, and to watch her progress and you know, break through as Rosemary has been absolutely amazing, and to be able to sort of walk down the path with her, which people may or may not know of the feud that we had in Smash Wrestling, but it was a really, really special feud, and it is actually on the Global Network app. So to be able to kind of like walk with her down this path into Rosemary and then to watch her flourish and impact has just been really, really awesome. And it sounds weird to say that I'm so incredibly proud of her, but I really, truly am.
Rosemary's a very interesting character. She's very developed, and those are my favorite type of characters to interact with and to work with. They have the most depth, and there are so many different ways to go, and I feel like our short series of matches really only scratched the surface, and I feel like the last Knockout Standing match was just the beginning, and I feel like our characters have so much further that we could go, and so many more interesting groundbreaking places that we could take it.
Quick follow-up on the Rosemary. What are your both your takes on the Rosemary Tania match at Bound for Glory, and how will that match impact the Bathos Championship down the line?
I really do think that Rosemary has this one in the bag, because I've been in the ring with her before, and I know how she works, and I know Taya thinks that she knows how she works. I know she missed her, and she probably thinks really highly of herself because she outsmarted her momentarily. But Taya doesn't know Rosemary like we know Rosemary, and she doesn't know how her mind works or how, the hive. She doesn't know how the hive works, like all the voices that talk to her. The girl's nuts. So I think that Taya's getting in for more than she bargained for, and as far as the Knockouts Championship down the line, doesn't affect me either way, because I'm always up for the challenge, and I would love to face Rosemary again. I also love to have a first dance with the what does she call herself? The Norse Reaper? Whatever, Taya.
Yeah, what's your thought on that match and the ramifications down the line for the Knockouts Championship?
Well, personally, I'm really looking forward to seeing the match because, you know, I feel like I keep saying this over and over, but, you know, Rosemary is so, so good, and so is Taya, and to watch these two athletes, you know, go at it in Bound for Glory, I think it's going to be something really special. But I feel like Rosemary has the advantage here. Taya is new to our roster, and I don't think, as Sienna said, I don't think she knows sort of what she's gotten herself into with Rosemary. But down the line, I mean, I feel like there's so much to explore in terms of my relationship with Rosemary. I feel like I know her probably better than any person on this roster. And whether we continue this odd little friendship that we have or eventually lead us to working against each other, I feel like there's so much room to explore that dynamic. And whether she wins this match or not, you know, I do feel like Rosemary's got this one for sure.
All righty, guys. We have time for just a couple more questions here. We'll wrap it up momentarily.
Hey, Riju from SportsKira again. So leading from the last conversation, the last Knockout Standing match with Rosemary, this is for both of you. Are there other gimmick matches that you want to be part of in the future, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, 100%. At this point, I'm pretty much up for anything.
I was actually telling someone the other day that I would love to have a casket match for some reason. I would be very interested to do one of those.
I'll jump in on this. I would also like to have a casket match.
Okay, you can't just copy my answers.
But I do. No, but I really do.
I also, I've had a lot of stipulation matches, and I think more so than trying new ones, I would love to bring some of the ones that I've had to Impact TV. I've had I mean, I haven't had a cage match. I know that Impact has seen women in cage matches, but I haven't had one for Impact yet. I've been in dog collar matches. I've been in fans ring the weapons matches. Those are, I just find them very entertaining. I like telling those stories.
Yeah, and I feel, touching back on Rosemary, for anybody that had followed along with our feud in Smash Wrestling, we were given the opportunity to do a lot of gimmick style matches, including we did a cage match, we did a hardcore match, we used thumbtacks, we had tables, chairs, just about every, we had stakes, we had just about everything. And I felt really lucky to be able to tell this story over so many matches, you know. So I feel like those gimmick style matches kind of open the door to get more depth of your story, and I definitely want to see more of that in the Knockouts division for sure.
Hello there, it's Francis from In-Ring Pop again. My question is to both of you, where do you want to see yourself in 2018 at Bound for Glory?
I would love to see myself defending my Knockouts championship again.
Well, obviously I would like to see myself as the Knockouts champion. And I don't know if maybe... I don't know if anyone will agree with me on this, but I would love to see the Knockouts tag titles back. That's something that I think would be really, really cool. And I would love to have that opportunity to possibly align myself with Rosemary and for us to be the Knockout tag team champions.
All right, we'll go to the final question here. Ryan, take us home.
Hey, Ryan Bowman from TheGorillaPosition.com. This question is for Allie. Allie, you talked about your journey to get to Impact. And I just wondered how much going into this match, you're going to be in the ring with two great wrestlers. How much is it about reestablishing yourself in the ring? And how much is it about gaining a little more respect for the Allie character and going forward? Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. I touched on this a little bit before. You know, this is an opportunity for me to show, you know, essentially the world what I can do and what all of those hard years and all that hard work that I've put in. You know, I started this journey in 2004. I signed up for wrestling school the day after my 18th birthday. And so, you know, this is, wrestling has been such an enormous part of my life for a long time. And, you know, being able to step into the ring with Sienna, who is an amazing competitor, as much as I hate to say that, she really is an incredible wrestler. I've watched her grow and just turn into this champion. And, you know, Gail, who created the Knockouts division, who broke down barriers and opened the door for us, and who is a legend in her own right, you know, to be able to step in the ring with them. And then on top of everything else, to do it in Canada at Bound for Glory for the championship, it really does feel like all of the blood, sweat, and tears I put in are finally paying off. And this is my chance to sort of step up and show everybody that, I can do this, and Allie can do this, and I'm just really looking forward to it. I'm excited.
All right, guys, I appreciate your time very much. Let's go with a final thought from each of you. Allie, Bound for Glory, November 5th. Your thoughts, finally.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy how quickly it snuck up on us. It's 2 weeks away, and not even 2 weeks away, and it felt like a lifetime away, you know. And now it's happening, and I feel ready. I feel excited. You know, I would be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. I am. I really believe that I can do this, and I really want to show. Young girls, young boys, anybody that's ever felt like they weren't enough or that they were told they couldn't do something or you know, if they've been knocked down or bullied or anything, I want to show them that they do have what it takes and they can do it. And this is for all of them. So I'm excited, and I honestly cannot wait to head down to the ring on November 5th.
Champ, your thoughts? Bound for Glory, November 5th. You're going to walk in with the gold. Will you walk out with the gold?
Short answer, yes. I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all at Bound for Glory, like I'm sure you're all looking forward to seeing me. Fun fact, in case you didn't know, Bound for Glory also falls on my birthday. So come bearing gifts per, you know, it's customary in the United States. I don't know how Canadians work, but I look forward to seeing you all and receiving gifts. And I hope you all come with your pinkies raised high, because that's how we're walking out. Still Knockouts champion.
For all of your pro wrestling news, check out GoWeck.net, your number one source for wrestling news since 1997.
Allie, Fiona, thank you both very much. I'll make sure we have presents for you. I just hope they make it through customs. And media, again, thank you everybody for calling in. And really some great questions today. We went a little longer than our normally, but I didn't want to have to cut people off. So thank you again, and we will be back next week with a final media conference heading into Bound for Glory, November 5th.
Thank you,
Ralph.
Thank you. Stay classy, everyone. Bye.
Q&A session is over.